Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Okay, so very clear. The rest of the field dropped out. Walls was all that was left, and that's why she had to take him. She couldn't get anyone else. They didn't want to run with her. Just went through how the top tier of Democrat candidates all bowed out of the race. From Roy Cooper, who's like, well, I got to finish my term out. How long's your term, bud? 4 months? 4 months? Yeah, I'd love to be vice president, but I don't have time. Roy Cooper, of course, is the Democrat governor of North Carolina. They don't want to be seen with her. They don't want to be tarred with her. What does that tell us? What do we know? They're going to cheat. They're going to cheat in swing states. Look, they didn't have the cybersecurity agency, CISA, build an app in June of 2020, specifically with your tax dollars, specifically to censor mentions of absentee ballot fraud for no reason. Oh, they built it because they do absentee ballot fraud. That's what they do. We had years to stop them and we didn't. We didn't clean those rolls. We didn't get the what I call dead registrations off. It's literally the dead, but it's also people who've moved. They're very easy to get off the rolls if you change the law because they have to forward their mail. So we can just go get their mail forwarding, figure out where they live, get them off the rolls. And Democrats vote for them. That's what they do. So the question for Democrats becomes, how many votes can you manufacture that way across the swing states? They don't have to do it in every state. They have to do it across really 4 states. How many can you manufacture? 2% of the vote? That's high. You're taking a risk. You go to 3? That's high. You get into landslide territory for Trump, they're in trouble, and they know it. Anything else, they can handle. Anything else, they'll print the ballots like they did last time in New York, drive them down to Pennsylvania, driver goes in the back of the truck. He's still telling the story. There's ballots in here. Dropped them off at the Board of Elections. They came from New York. Yeah, they were filled out. They got another problem, folks, and I've been meaning to talk to you about this. This is a big problem. They don't know what to do about it, okay? There's a lot going for us. There's a lot going against us. A lot going for us. Could go either way. Last time, never forget the power of this. The FBI had absolute Stalinist iron fist grip on social media. They did. They had control of Twitter. They had control of Facebook. They had control of Instagram. They had back doors in all three. We know that. That's fact. It's indisputable. We know that from Missouri v. Biden, which was heard before the Supreme Court. They don't have Twitter now. And Twitter, remember, was supposed to crash and burn from the unpopularity of free speech. Remember, they told us, hey, Twitter's going to die. Nobody wanted this stupid free speech. They wanted Democrats to tell them what to say. And the FBI did turn out to be true. Twitter is now the number one most downloaded news app on Earth. Oops. Problem. And if you spend any time on Twitter, I can tell you what the media is going to be talking about a week from now, 3 days from now, 2 days from now, because it's what's trending on Twitter. So you're going to have all these people on the ground, all these people in boards of elections who will be allowed to say true things now, unless they arrest or assassinate Elon Musk or something. And I say that because somebody has tried to kill him with pretty regular frequency. It happens about every 2 to 3 months. He survives an assassination attempt. So assuming he's still at the helm and running things, they're going to have a hard time pulling this out. They have got to be very careful about their voter fraud this time. It could be exposed. It could be exposed. And just having the federal government create an algorithm to censor absentee ballot fraud is not going to be enough if Elon Musk isn't willing to run it in the background on social media. This is a problem for them. They're running with a historically unpopular ticket. They are. And so when I saw Walz yesterday, I went, wow. My first thought, the internal polling is so much worse than I even imagined. And think about it, folks. We've never seen this before, okay? That's what the Battleground America podcast is about, things we've never seen before in the world or in the country. We have never seen a candidate in what is supposed to be her honeymoon period, 17 days. Okay, if you're a Democrat, you're running around, you are doing all the interviews, all the FaceTime that you can. Everybody loves you. They're coordinating you. They're asking softball questions. You know how it's done. You've seen it. Rush used to call it immaculation. They would immaculate their candidates, make them almost holy. I love that word. Immaculate their candidates. She doesn't want the immaculation. Are you kidding me? That's how weak she is. She can, if you watch her video online, she can't end paragraphs without breaking into that laughter, even when it's wildly inappropriate. This is how she ended up, remember, being asked about children drowning in the Rio Grande, and the end of her sentence, she was cackling like a witch. It was wildly inappropriate, but she does that at the end of every paragraph. Doesn't matter if she's talking about dead kids or inflation. They can't put her on TV. They can't. They know it. Not even during the immaculation. Look at Tim Walz. Look at him. You want to run with him? She didn't. You didn't even hear his name till the end. Why, everybody else said, wow, I'm busy. Sorry. And Josh Shapiro, I can't quite figure out. I think that she thought, well, they've got to win Michigan. They've got to win Pennsylvania. The Democrats absolutely must win those. And I think she thought, well, that'll give me Pennsylvania, but I'm going to lose Michigan. And she well might have, because of the virulent anti-Semitism in that party. And Van Jones, acolyte of Obama, travels in those circles, commentator on CNN, actually admitted it. Yeah, we didn't pick him because we got a problem with anti-Semitism in our party. Weird, you know, so did the Nazis. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it means. Here's Van Jones.
But you also have anti-Semitism that has gotten marbled into this party. You can be for the Palestinians without being an anti-Jewish bigot, but there are some anti-Jewish bigots out there. And there's some disquiet now, and there has to be. How much of what just happened is caving into some of these darker parts in the party? So that's going to have to get worked out. It's going to have to get talked in that regard. But
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.